Good morning. A persistent northwest wind flow around a deep circulation well past the Canadian Maritimes kept the temperatures back into the 30s overnight across most of interior New York and New England, with some lower 40s in the valley locations. A couple of passing sprinkles and snow flurries out there as well early this morning, and that northwesterly wind flow will continue today. Rotating around this circulation will be spokes of energy, which will keep cloud cover in place, some breaks of sunshine from time to time, but the overall instability will lead to mostly cloudy skies, and that northwest wind flow will keep temperatures in the middle and upper 40s for highs on average. Clouds will break up after dark tonight, and with clearing skies, it'll be cold for this time of year back into the upper 20s and lower 30s. High pressure building in from southern parts of Quebec and Ontario will lead to mostly sunny skies tomorrow. Still a bit brisk and chilly, with highs staying in the middle 40s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the Great Lakes, where we'll see a storm system moving in. And it looks like clouds will tend to increase late Wednesday night, but precipitation will hold off into central and western New York by sunrise on Thursday. This is important because temperatures at this stage will be back to around 30 degrees, and it looks like parts of the region, as precipitation slides in on Thursday morning, will begin as sleet or wet snow, primarily in the Catskills and southern Adirondacks. As we get deeper into the morning, temperatures will be allowed to climb through the 30s and toward the 40-degree mark, so mainly a cold rain for valley locations during the day on Thursday, with the higher terrain seeing a rain-snow mix, and across the highest elevation, some accumulating snow through Thursday afternoon. Temperatures will average in the upper 30s and lower 40s for afternoon highs. Still a bit of unstable air behind this system on Friday and Saturday, with the chance of showers and temperatures in the upper 40s and lower 50s, and staying in the 50s on Sunday with another chance of showers as a weak disturbance heads our way. By Halloween on Monday, it looks to dry out with a mix of sun and clouds and highs back into the lower 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has issued a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of far northern Oklahoma to the mid-Missouri Valley. Lower to mid-60s dew points are forecast to characterize the developing warm sector in this region, while modest westerly winds will keep the air well mixed in the mid-levels. This should establish seasonably strong instability in the region during the afternoon hours. Effective shear on the order of 25 to 40 knots combined with buoyancy will support some conditional severe potential from the afternoon into the night. While isolated severe hail and wind will be most likely to accompany this activity, the risk for a brief tornado cannot be ruled out. And Major Hurricane Seymour is located about 565 miles south-southwest of the southern tip of the Baja California and eastern parts of the Pacific Ocean. Seymour has maximum sustained winds of 115 miles per hour, and additional strengthening is expected today, but Seymour is forecast to begin weakening on Wednesday as the hurricane remains over the open waters of the Pacific. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, snow showers, fog, and blowing snow, 12 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 67 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 1 above 0. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 40 degrees, the dew point 26, 58% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 16 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.11 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 95 degrees at McAllen, Texas, to a low of 17 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-50s, Boston sunny and breezy in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo a mix of sun and clouds with a scattered shower and highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 52 degrees, the low 42, the average temperature 47, that's right on normal for this time of year. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 1.91 inches for the month and 27.54 inches for the year, which is now 4.79 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 56 degrees, the average low 37. the record high 77 set in 1963 and the record low 19 in 1981. Sunrise this morning, 7:21 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:57 p.m., 10 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy with passing rain and snow showers possible today and highs in the lower to mid-40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and windy with a passing rain or snow shower today and highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and windy today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight, lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and windy today with highs in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, seasonably cold, mid-40s. On Thursday, it looks like we'll start off the day with a mix of snow, some sleet, and rain, with precipitation changing over to a cold rain in most places in the afternoon, remaining wet snow across the highest terrain, upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy, scattered rain showers Friday in the upper 40s. Increasing clouds again on Saturday with a chance of a late day shower, lower 50s. Still the risk of showers on Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy in the lower to mid 50s. And a mix of sun and clouds on Monday with highs in the lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.